This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Health Ministry confirms detection of new Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Nepal. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba declares his candidacy to the post of President once again. Parliamentary Hearing Committee endorses names of three ambassadorial candidates for India, US and UK. And Myanmar court sentences ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 4 years in jail. Now the news in detail. The new Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been detected in Nepal. The new variant, which the WHO has labelled as variant of concern, was detected in two persons in Nepal, 12 days after it was first reported in South Africa. Issuing a press statement today, Health Ministry Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari confirmed that the new variant was found in samples taken from two suspected persons after carrying out tests yesterday at the National Public Health Laboratory. Joint Spokesperson Adhikari added that the new variant was confirmed in a 66-year-old foreign national and a 71-year-old who had come in his contact. They had arrived Nepal from South Africa. Joint Spokesperson Adhikari said both of them have been kept in isolation as per the standards set by the government. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that the Nepali Congress will not gather crowds of people in its 14th General Convention due to persisting risk of COVID-19. Talking to media persons at Balwata today, Prime Minister Deuba said that he would file his candidacy to the post of president once again as per the party's statute. On a different note, the Prime Minister said that the electoral alliance among the ruling coalition partners would be only for the elections to the members of National Assembly. He further said that the discussions should take place on continuing the electoral alliance for other elections. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee under the Federal Parliament unanimously approved the names of the proposed ambassadorial candidates for India, the USA and the UK. A meeting of the committee held today endorsed the nominations of ambassadors proposed to India, Dr. Shankar Sharma, Gyan Chandra Acharya to the UK and Sridhar Khatri to the USA. Committee Chair Lakshman Lal Karna said that the committee endorsed their names after the candidates presented their experiences, qualifications, ideas and concept. The World Bank has stressed the need for making more efforts to maintain fiscal stability in Nepal through the country, though rather the country made noticeable progress in implementing the fiscal federalism. Unveiling a report about Nepal's public expenditure in Kathmandu today, the World Bank pointed out the need for additional support to Nepal for fiscal stability, green and resilient and inclusive development. On the occasion, the World Bank Country Director to Nepal, Faris Haddad Jarboz, believed that the report would help the World Bank form an assistance outline to Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैया मटन खाना 200 रुपैया ओए मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that the current alliance among the political parties was formed to strengthen democracy and safeguard federalism. Speaking at a state-level sport and training program organized in Jhapa today, Chairman Nepal said the alliance between the ruling parties would continue till the upcoming elections to protect democracy, secularism and republic. He also claimed that the Unified Socialist Party would be established as a popular party in the coming elections. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali has said that the expenditure of the ministry has come under control since he assumed the office. Talking to media persons after the Nepal Airlines Corporation got recognition for exporting and importing electronic equipment and medicines, Minister Ali stressed the need for taking the airlines up from the dirt. A total of 265 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Minister of Health and Population also recorded that 357 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, two persons died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,543 in the country so far. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. She was found guilty on charges of inciting dissent and breaking COVID rules under a natural disasters law. BBC reports that leader Suu Kyi faces 11 charges in total, which have been widely condemned as unjust. However, she has denied all charges. She has been in detention since a military coup in February, which toppled her elected civilian government. One of the creators of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has warned that the future pandemics could be more lethal than the current COVID crisis. Professor Dom Sara Gilbert, delivering the 44th Richard Dimley Lecture, said that there needed to be more funding for pandemic preparedness to prevent the advances made from being lost. She also warned that the vaccines could be less effective against the Omicron variant. Dim Sara added that the people should be cautious until more was known about it. And speaking about Omicron variant, she said that it's a spike protein content mutations known to increase the transmissibility of the virus. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in province Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Kanali province and Sudhapashim province, along with the hilly regions of the country. Partly cloudy weather condition has been forecast in rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Kanali province and Sudhapashim province. And there are also chances of light snowfall, light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry confirms the detection of new Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Nepal. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba declares his candidacy to the post of President once again. Parliamentary Heading Committee endorses names of 3 ambassadorial candidates for India, US and the UK. And Myanmar court sentences ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 4 years in jail. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.